From the KWNO Newsroom, I'm TJ Leverins. Winona County Public Health is offering spots on a COVID-19 vaccine waiting list for residents ages 65 and older. Qualifying residents interested in receiving the vaccine are asked to fill out a contact form. Community members who complete the form will be put on the county's COVID-19 vaccine request list. County staff will use that list to randomly select residents to set up an appointment for them to get their shot. They say the appointment availability relies on vaccine quantity. Health officials ask residents to wait for the county to contact them by phone or email, according to a press release from the county. If you'd like to view the form, we've got a link at kwnoradio.com. The state of Minnesota launching an online tool that lets residents know when it's their turn to get the COVID-19 shot. People using the site will be asked to provide contact information, medical history, and demographic information such as race, gender, and more. The state will use the information to contact residents and schedule an appointment when it's their turn for a shot. While announcing the rollout, Governor Tim Walz said the vaccine reply remains frustratingly limited. The new site comes as the state continues vaccinations for residents ages 65 and older, educators, and other prioritized groups. Local health officials say they can administer hundreds of COVID-19 vaccine doses per hour during their vaccination clinics. Winona County Public Health Supervisor Melanie Tachi.
I'm thinking that it could be anywhere from 500 to 600 an hour.
Tachi said that figure relies on available staffing and willingness of residents to get a shot. She said the county is using an army of nursing students, retired nurses, and other paramedics authorized to administer shots. Last week, the county held their largest vaccination event to date, administering roughly 450 shots. Tachi said they're learning from every clinic and will make adjustments as needed to make the process as efficient as possible. A bill authored by Senator Jeremy Miller would keep Minnesota's historical tax credit in place, and it's getting support from Republicans, Democrats, and independents in St. Paul. During an interview on KWNO's In the Know Thursday, Miller said the tax credit helps revive Winona's downtown area and
it promotes economic development. It encourages public-private partnerships, and it's led to a number of jobs across the state of Minnesota.
The tax credit has been in place since 2011 and is scheduled to end in June. Miller said it's given Winona an economic boost.
In Winona, recently there's been, I believe, about four buildings in the downtown area that's generated about $2.5 million of investment.
Miller is confident that lawmakers can get this done as part of a larger tax bill by the end of the session. And WB Financial's 27th annual Chili Cook-Off, raising over $5,200 for Ready, Set, School. The event was held in sub-zero temperatures last Friday. News and weather are online all the time at kwnoradio.com and the Winona Radio app. TJ Leverins, KWNO.